Good afternoon, everybody, no matter where you are. If you're in the middle of the eclipse, getting ready for the eclipse, make sure you don't look directly at the eclipse or try and use your smartphone. We're told it's not going to end well for you. But guys, that's not what we're here to discuss, because I'm not ranting about that. Maybe tomorrow we'll have a rant about the eclipse and the loveliness that we all deal with and seeing in a marvel that the Western world hasn't seen in 20 years. But what the Western world is seeing is where the victims are getting blamed. Something that is above reproach. When do you blame the rape victim for rape? When do you blame the murder victim for murder? When do you blame the guy that's being shot as the person causing the issue? Unless it's law enforcement. But even then, enforcing law enforcement, we have George Floyd, which was a little extreme in this example, but still proves a point. When you blame the victim as being the cause of the problem, there are other worldly matters that come up. Hi, guys. My name is Stuart Brisgell. This is a Rant Network, and that's David Solomon. As we peel back layers of a multitude of topics without holding back a damn thing, here we're all about raw, unfiltered, never edited, never recut. So whatever goofy lines that come out of my mouth, or David wearing Mickey Mouse ears, is clearly going to be there in perpetuity, as we've been doing this for well over 3 years, exchanging ideas and showing an outlet to voice opinions. Guys, we're going to dive into events, pop culture, politics, quirks of existence, whether we're venting over life's daily frustrations, like me in charging a vehicle, or David in some customer service debacle. We're tackling also big questions that shape our world that are clearly absent from the news and media that you comfortably watch at home currently. So get comfortable as we engage in this current discovery and welcome aboard to what surely will be another interesting rant. David, when you have 133 victims that are held captive without doing a thing, just by being in the wrong place at the wrong time, that an aggressive government named Hamas goes in and willfully murders and kills thousands of innocent people and holds these people and tortures them. Do we ask, are they being fed? Are we asking, are they being held by Geneva Convention? Are we asking, is the Red Cross being able to get in there to see these 133 victims? Or is the world gone nuts? Where, you know what? Who gives a shit? They're fucking Jews. These people are insane to think that we are going to sit by and let this continue without talking about it. David, you're in Mexico. What's going on in Mexico?
Well, right now, nothing that I can tell you, but I'll tell you that their governments all around the world, I haven't heard the Mexican government yet. I'll find out later today in my meetings with people here. But interestingly enough, Stuart, as I wear my dog tag here to remind everybody, don't forget the hostages. My heart is with the hostages out in Gaza. Stuart was throwing numbers out. And so let me just re-clarify everything. There were 245 hostages that were taken by Hamas and their proxies and their allies and enemies and whatever you want to call it on October the 7th. Okay. 1,200 people murdered. We know that. We've talked about that ad nauseum. The reason I'm bringing this up is, folks, this is 6 months. 6 months, 184 days since October the 7th. And what has the world done for these 133 hostages that are remaining? Nothing. That's right. Nothing. Because the care and the noise is all 100% driven towards these poor Palestinian refugees, not the 133 innocent people that are still held captive. And we don't know how many are alive from that end. Now, to give you an idea of how well they're taking care of their hostages, why last week we said 134 and today is 133, is thanks to Israeli intelligence, they found the body of one buried. Now, imagine your loved one was taken. You don't have any information for 6 months. And your terrorists do what? Terrorize you by not, by burying your loved one without telling anyone. And fortunately, Israel's intelligence was able to find that individual. And we'll be the family can now have peace. But there are 133 families plus that are not having peace. The Bibas twins, kids. We're talking a one-year-old child and his brother held captive. Why? You have an 85-year-old Holocaust survivor. Why? These are the people that were kidnapped on October the 7th, and the world is silent.
Yep.
The world doesn't care. And to show you the depth of terrorism, and I use the word terror, a florist packing an order realized that there was a cruel gift and immediately called the police. There was an arrangement ordered, a flower wreath, for the family of Lili Elbag. She's 19. She's held hostage in Hamas, by Hamas in Gaza. They think that she's still alive, and the wreath was ordered with a note which read, "May her memory be a blessing. We all know that the state is more important." Terror. 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 And the world stays silent.
Yep.
There were rockets fired from the north into, from Lebanon by Hezbollah. Not a word. Not a word of the thousands and of hundreds of thousands of people displaced. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Israel didn't start this war. October the 6th, there was no war. There was a ceasefire of some kind with Hamas. Hamas started this war 6 months ago. Israel went through this 11 years ago for 50 days. And Israel said, okay, maybe we'll let it go, because the world put the pressure on Israel to stop after 50 days. Benjamin Netanyahu, whether you like him or not, Stuart, whether you agree with his politics or not, is going to stand up there and continue to fight to bring home those hostages, but to keep Israel safe. And while the media and the politicians like to play the victim card to twist things, to say, look at these hostage families, that 50,000 in Jerusalem yesterday were out marching in to remember the hostages, the media twisted it as opposing Netanyahu's policies and he should be deposed. Folks, if it's a Netanyahu or Benny Gantz or Bennett or anybody, right, left, the end game is the same, people. Return the hostages. The war ends. Stop crying for Palestinian refugees. Stop crying for Palestinian victims. Stop crying for aid in Gaza. You want this to end and you want to rebuild? Bring them home now.
You know, an interesting question. We talk about aid. We talk about the people in Gaza, the duly elected a terrorist organization as their government. And we call, where is the aid and the aid trucks and the aid workers that were murdered trying to bring food to them? Where is the condemnation for the people that are hostage? I don't hear about hostages. I remember tie a yellow ribbon around a tree. Does that ring a bell, David?
Yeah.
Yellow ribbons across America, across Canada. There were yellow ribbons tied around the tree to bring the hostages home, right? Remember?
Yeah, those yellow. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that yellow. You know, I don't see any yellow ribbons tied around any trees.
You know what? The thing is that, you know,
You lost your volume, David.
Do you hear me? Whoa, hey, where did we go? Hear me now. Hello?
I guess I lost my volume, David.
So the thing is, folks, sorry, I apologize, folks. This is what happens when you do one recording. Look, the reality is that the world wants to focus on humanitarian aid. Well, okay, folks, 322 humanitarian trucks went into Gaza. And you're blaming Israel because it's Hamas that has to distribute the food. It's Palestinians that have to distribute the food. And there's no infrastructure to do it properly. So Israel's to be blamed. Interesting. You know, Israel is responsible for light, heat, and power in a country. Folks, if Hamas is a government, then they're responsible for their people. They caused the war. They're responsible for their safety. But if they're terrorists, then let Israel finish the job and get rid of the terrorists. I am shocked by the world's continuous demands to Israel, UN resolution after UN resolution, to continue to demand Israel to a ceasefire, but not one condemnation of Hamas.
But hang on a second. But David, sorry, I was out for a second. My volume died. But do you want to know something, David? It's anti-Semitism. It's hatred. It's jealousy. It's everything. You can do whatever you want for it to a Jew. They don't care. It's just a Jew. And that, my friend, is the issue that we are facing in the world today. It's okay to kidnap. It's okay to murder. It's okay to bomb. You know what? I wish Biden's family got bombed the way these Israeli hostages have been captured. I wish their family endured what these families are enduring. These politicians are disgusting. I wish they endure the same fate so that they can say it's not okay any longer, because their attitude is it's okay to beat, kill, murder, bomb Jews.
You know what? It's credible, Stuart, is that, you know, the guy who's, they call him a Hamas defector. He's the son of Hamas, Musab Hassan Youssef, who stood there on, who was on Phil, Dr. Phil show. And we talked about this on Friday. And he just looked at these two Palestinian students and said, you know what, guys? You are now the terrorists. And the world wants to continue to believe that the poor Palestinians and their plight and, oh, my God, and poor them. And listen, folks, there has to be a solution for the Palestinians. They can't continue to live in this kind of squalor and with this kind of brainwashing, a government that wants to see them die. I agree we need to come up with a solution, but not at the risk and not at the expense, I should say, of Israel. You do not eradicate Israel so you can create a Palestinian state, folks. This from the river to the sea business that, you know, governments are not clamoring down on. Now you're starting to realize, 6 months later, people are starting to realize and listen. Look, last week in Michigan, Stuart, I don't know if you heard, but once again, the chants in Michigan were death to Israel, death to America. These are the people that you brought into your country. This is the kind of people that you are trying to chase. They're not humans when they talk like that. There's no humanity behind that. There's no compassion behind that. What there is they want death and destruction and a caliphate on a global scale. And if you think, as Western leaders and Western media, you think that this is where we end, it doesn't. So when you sit there and you continue to pump the propaganda of Hamas and you forget the 133 hostages and you forget the thousands of families that are victimized and the hundreds of thousands of people that have been displaced in Israel, when you forget about them, you are as complicit as they are. You've lost your humanity. That's the problem. And that's why folks like myself and hundreds of thousands around the world, Jew, non-Jew, had to march yesterday to remind people to bring home the hostages now.
You know what? I was at an art exhibition for kids where Debbie Wasserman Schultz uses it as a propaganda harvesting ballot program by handing these things out. You know what I didn't hear from Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
What's the
right? Not a damn thing about the hostages, Israel, at all. And she's a congresswoman of a many, 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 many decades now. I think it's now 20 years, maybe 30, where I don't hear her voice. She represents one of the big Jewish communities in the United States, South Florida. And she is utterly silent. Little Debbie, and I want to remind you, and I'm going to say wrap it up, David. Little Debbie's famous for saying she wants to step on the necks of Republicans. Now she's stepping on the necks of Jews. I have no use for any of these politicians anymore.
Listen, buddy, this is, you know what? That's a whole other rant, you know, which I won't go into right
leading into it.
Listen, Jewish politicians have to make a decision, and we'll leave it at that. But Stuart, the whole purpose of today's rant, my friend, was one purpose and one purpose only.
133.
We cannot forget them, people. Do not forget these humans. And by the way, before you all say, oh, they're Jews or they're Israelis, because Stuart kept saying that, of the 133, you still have Arabs, you have Druze, you have
Americans,
you have non-Jews, you have foreign aid workers who are there. It's not all Israelis. And you know what? The sick thing is that the U.S. government, Stuart, there are American hostages in Gaza, and they're treating them worse than a basketball player. Let me leave you with that. Let me remind you what they did for Brittany Griner, they won't do here.
Marijuana chick. Anyways, that's a wrap for today's episode. A huge thanks for lending us your ears, sometimes your eyes, spending just a little bit of time with the Rant Network. It's been a real pleasure sharing these thoughts and this discussion with you. In your support means the world to us. We're excited to welcome you back for a more engaging episode. Maybe the next one is on Wednesday. The other one's on Friday, noon Eastern. It's an insightful discussion, normally, unless I get off the rails and David tries to reel me back. Remember, we're every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern on your favorite podcast or videocast network. Stay connected with us on social media. Check out our great website that David painstakingly put in order for us. Share any thoughts, questions, or any topics you're passionate about. We're here. It's your input's invaluable. We're committed on building this community with you as the corner. Anyways, thanks again for joining us. Until next time we rendezvous, David, take the conversation where it needs to go.
Stay well, everybody.